This is the Thanksgiving Communion Service, November 25th, 1987. Dr. Tom Halbrooks is the worship leader.
Welcome to our annual Thanksgiving Communion. This communion is traditional with us. We celebrate it each year before we break for our Thanksgiving time. This year, though, we have decided to make two changes. One is in the form that we will use to commune. As you can see, we have one loaf and one cup on the table. We have ushers at the front, and they will suggest to you when to come forward. The first group will gather around the table here, and they will suggest others come down front and wait at the end of the first pew until the first group has finished, at which time they will go back up the side aisles and back in. Others are coming down to wait at front and then come up here. The manner of partaking of the communion be that you will take a piece of bread from the loaf and hold it until the cup comes your way, and then you will simply dip the piece of bread in the cup, pass it on, and then partake at that time. The second change in our service is that we felt there have been so many words said and so many events taken place this semester that we would use this simply as a time of praise and prayer and meditation and communion with Christ and each other. So I invite you to join me in that praise as you stand now and we offer our call to worship together. Let the people praise thee, O God.
Let all the people praise thee.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, has blessed us.
God has blessed us. Let all the ends of the earth fear God. Let us pray. Most gracious God, you by whose appointment the seasons come and go, and who makes the earth bear fruit to meet our needs, we offer you our thanksgivings that you have brought us through the course of another year, and that by your grace seed time and harvest have not failed. At the remembrance of your bounty, we offer to you in these moments our praise and thanksgiving, and pray that you will feed our souls with the bread of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Join me now in reading the scripture responsively. I give thee thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. I bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name for thy steadfast love and thy faithfulness. On the day I called, thou didst answer me. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, O Lord.
For though the Lord is high, the Lord regards the lowly. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou dost preserve my life. Thou, Lord, will fulfill thy purpose for me. Do not forsake the work of thy hands. Let us join now in our time of prayer as we prepare ourselves with the help of our choir and then join in confession together. Almighty God, in love, you spread good gifts before us, more than we need or deserve. You feed, heal, teach, and save us. We confess that we always want more, that we never share as freely as you give. We resent what we lack and are jealous of neighbors. We misuse what you intend for joy. God, forgive our stubborn greed and our destructiveness. In mercy, help us to take such pleasure in your goodness that we will always be thanking you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gracious God, giver of all good gifts, has promised us also the magnificent gift of forgiveness. Be assured that we are forgiven all our sins through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Response to this Eucharist, this Thanksgiving communion, let us stand and pass the peace to each other. one saying to the other, the peace of God be with you, and the other, and also with you. Let us stand. Our final hymn is sung responsorially. Your part is underlined, and it goes like this.
Thanks be to God.
Try it.
Thanks be to God.
The second stanza.
God's will is done. God's will is done. Thanks be to God.